Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today I want to talk about a fascinating book written by a fascinating lady. The book's entitled Born Again, a Born American, but as you might surmise from the name of the author, Sasha Gong, that's not real Irish. She was born in what is now communist China, and it's an incredible tale of somebody who's an independent thinker surviving the terrors and the rigors of a totalitarian dictatorship, managed to get out of the country and is here adding to the ranks of freedom-loving Americans. Sasha, I love the way you begin and end the book. One of your, I guess it's in the beginning, you say, on arriving in the U.S., I discovered I'd been born American. It just took 31 years to get here. That's so great. I love it.
Thank you. I wrote that down years ago, but that's how I felt.
Well, it's clearly how you were thinking, and that you were able to survive when people around you were being hauled off to prison, to being executed. It's just a horrible way to have to grow up. And yet here you are, and I've met you. You don't, if you have any nervous tics, you conceal them very well. You obviously a very normal person. You're tough.
Well, tough might be a good way to describe. I'm also, in sort of, I'm sheared myself with my thinking. And, well, actually, sometimes it's not that tough. And as I said, I sheared myself. But, well, let me put it this way. I recently took a vacation in the Baltics, in the three Baltics country.
Yeah.
And it reminded me so much of communist China. I went to the KGB museums and all that. I said, gosh, just look at that. Now we almost all but, you know, totally forgotten the biggest horror of the 20th century. Sometimes I would go out and, you know, in the U.S. and I saw Che Guevara T-shirt and a communist flag. I said, what are people thinking?
Right.
And why we denounce Hitler? And, you know, if you were a Nazi man, people will all denounce you. If you were a communist man, well, people would think just it is just fun, just some sort of fun. And I was thinking, why?
Well, we've got a generation that has been lied to by the schools, as you know, been lied to by the media. And they've tend to glorify Che Guevara and Lenin. And it's fashionable to have a Che Guevara T-shirt. And, you know, when I see one of those, I have to resist the temptation, if I don't know the person, of just going up to them and saying, do you realize this guy was such a bloodthirsty murderer that he had a window cut into a wall in the prison in Havana so he could watch men and young boys being executed while he had breakfast? And then, of course, when it came time for him to die, when some Bolivian troops had stopped him in the highlands of Bolivia, he whimpered for his life. Oh, I'm worth more to you alive than dead. The answer from that Bolivian officer was bang. But that's Che Guevara that so many of these folks don't know. And I bet it is especially offensive to you after having, you know, to see somebody walking around in a Mao hat or a Mao T-shirt when this guy came pretty close to putting you up against the firing wall as well.
Well, just think of the numbers. And not, well, we know China is a big country, but the numbers are still astonishing.
Staggering. Yeah.
And think of, well, between the man-made famine, we know all communist countries have all this man-made famine. The biggest man-made famine in China, even the communist leaders recognized 40 million people were starved to death in 3 years. And that's also, that's all Mao's doing. And mm-hmm. we don't know how many people were executed, but, well, we actually have an idea of how many people were persecuted and jailed. Ask people in my generation, ask people who live under Mao, ask them if they do not know anyone who were persecuted.
Right.
And I bet you everybody has family members and someone they know. They witnessed death, they witnessed imprisonment, they witnessed a lot. And now, well, because the Communist Party successfully suppressed the opposite opinion and successfully changed history, I mean, or the record of history. And the outside world do not know, that's one thing. And another, well, in this country, I think, well, I came from communist country, I understood how to, well, talk about doing public good and sacrifice and capitalism is all about money. I understand the attraction to, especially to young people who have no experience of that talk. But why the adult generation,
yeah.
our schools, our teachers, and our politicians, why would they follow that? I don't get it. Why would American people elect people like that?
Well, I think it reflects, again, on the kind of education most Americans are getting, the kind of media that until recently with Fox News and the Internet, there's been some sort of change in what's available, some addition to what we can choose from. But, yeah, we get the thing that just stuns me is because I've studied Cuba for quite some time. I was in university when the communists took over, and they were so popular, and I couldn't understand, because if you did a little digging, even then, without the alternate media resources we now have, you knew that people were being mass murdered in Cuba. And as you say, China is a much bigger country, and so the numbers were just staggering. And you saw public executions. People were, if I recall correctly, brought into a public area, put up on platforms, ridiculed, and then taken off to be mowed down. And
yeah.
That probably makes you a little afraid of criticizing the government, which was the idea.
That's one piece of history. You know, any Chinese who lived through 1970 and 71, they remember. At that time, you know, the Communist Party said we need to suppress the enemies. And what they do is that they give the power of execution to the county level. So the counties are competing of who would find more enemies and executed them. So every 10 days, I was very young then, all the young people, students, whatever, people were driven to a bridge where you witness execution on the bank. It's horrible. You just see, you know, people.
Interesting. That's exactly what ISIS is doing now. They take their victims down to river banks, cut their heads off, and fill the river with blood. What
you
an interesting commonality.
Yeah.
No,
the riverbank is, they don't even need to bother to clean.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they do that. And the way is that, talking about ISIS, look at what ISIS do. I just found it so much similarity to communism. The chapter of communism people totally forgot in this country. You look at the ideology, it doesn't matter whatever they say, they provoke hate. And they labeled people, whatever label you can label them as Jews, you label them as rich people, you label people who its only crime was to be themselves and kill them. And
only crime is to be themselves. Here comes the music. We're heading into a break. We're talking about the book Born American, A Chinese Woman's Dream of Liberty. Happily, it came true after 31 years of slogging through the terror of Mao's China. We're going to be back. Don't go away, folks.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Sasha Gong. Her book, Born American, is in a sense, an autobiography, but really it's a window into the world of the horrors of Mao Zedong's communist China, of the way fear and terror were used to control a population. They didn't really care much whether you agreed with them or not. Just don't say so. Just don't even look like you're thinking a contrary thought. And as long as you are willing to behave that way, you'll probably be left alone. Although somebody still, Sasha, from what I gather reading the book, if they're looking for a quota, even if you haven't done anything they can point to, if somebody thinks you're a counter-revolutionary, you're in deep trouble.
Yeah. And, well, actually, one thing about it's not, well, you may not even do, most of the people who are persecuted may not even do or think of anything, well, they dare not to think of anything against the Communist Party, but if they think you are thinking of something bad, so they would persecute you. People are so paralyzed. You know, this is one thing I witnessed, that, well, a minor version of the same thing in Communist China. Here in America, where we have all this banned or taboo issues, race, mm-hmm. Ethnicity, whatever. And the people dare not to think of it. If you think, yes, a free person, you can't help to think. If you think of it, you utter a little bit, even if it's just a question, people can label you. And just think of...
Sasha, on that point, I was driving to the office today, and I heard that former Governor O'Malley, of Maryland.
Yeah, O'Malley.
Might be a presidential candidate. Had said probably over the weekend that, well, all lives matter. He is now subject to condemnation. He didn't say just Black Lives Matter. When he said all lives matter, oh, what an insult to the politically correct narrative that is being imposed on us now. And his political career could well have ended with a statement that I thought was one of the few sensible things I'd ever heard him say.
Exactly. Yes, you know, in China, I know somebody got into trouble for simply said, well, that may not the policy, he did not even say the policy. Actually, we need to produce, everybody got to eat. That got that person in trouble. He said, are you criticizing the Communist Party not letting us to eat? No, everybody got to eat.
But apparently, they're a little sensitive about their own crimes, and even discussing it in a non-accusatory fashion is enough to get you a trip to the what we call it, the self-examination session, where you have to confess.
Self-examination is the minor version, and you may be sent to isolation and to jail, to whatever. And some people got executed. Uttering some wrong words.
And all of that happened to you short of execution, and I guess there were people thinking about executing you at one time.
Well,
it's stunning.
I'm sure. At least now some people want to execute me as well here, so I don't.
Over here, right. The left is angry, whether they're in communist China or in the United States. They are just so frustrated that they can't impose their utopia on us at the snap of a finger. And sometimes they get rather unpleasant to deal with.
Well, it is, but to me, you know, think as a free nation. If a nation, if a people have to tell lies to themselves about themselves, well, that nation has no future. And I think the great thing about America, the greatness about America, is we are always honest to ourselves. We debate among ourselves. We let freedom ring. We let people think freely. We are free people. And what really makes me quite unhappy now, from time to time, is that, well, how how can we depart from freedom? How can we get into this road as a, we should not think that way. You should not think that way. Let's not talk about it. How would freedom flourish without even talking about issues we want to talk about?
That is what we're talking about today. You saw it in China, and it's got to be somewhat very troubling to see that the same thing is on its way here. And unless we push back with the freedom that we have left, we're going to be dealing with the same extreme issues that you were in communist China. One of the notes I made from your book is that housewives were made to feel selfish for staying at home because they were, quote, not contributing to society. We have such a similar assumption in the United States today that there's only fulfillment in the paid workforce, and that being a mere mother and housewife is not really pulling your own weight. You're not really contributing to society. What a vicious anti-family thing to say here in the United States. At least I can understand the communist tyrants having a disrespect for the family, because the family represents something they may not control. But to do it here, that's really evil.
Well, that's the beginning of dictatorship or whatever, you know, down to the hell to road, the road to hell. And yep. But here's what I actually, again, I just came back from a few former Soviet countries, and I want to introduce the notion, and I visited the home of Isaiah Berlin, who's, I think, one of the greatest thinkers in the 20th century. He has one notion about free liberty. He said the most important liberty is negative liberty. It's the liberty to be left alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in America now, we talk about like voting rights and the criminals need to vote and all these people participating. We forgot the most important liberty, which is government leaving us alone. And none of us can be left alone at this point. And I just want to be left alone. But, you know, most of the time I'm not left alone.
Nope, we have to pay our taxes. We have to comply with their regulations, even if they are stuck on stupid, obviously bad ideas. And the similarities between what is beginning to happen here in the United States and what you describe for the time that you were living in communist China, apparently it's in some ways somewhat better now, but all the same, the fact that it's happening here, where really the greatest freedoms the world has ever known were born, that's really concerning. Here comes the music again. We're going to head into another break. We're talking with Sasha Gong, author of Born American, A Chinese Woman's Dream of Liberty. Folks, I challenge you to find someone else who is more American than this Chinese-born lady.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve.
Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Today we're talking with Sasha Gong. She has left the People's Republic of China, where she was born. But in spite of that, as her book title says, she was born American. And I am really touched by that whole notion. Actually, my wife is foreign-born, and she would say a lot of the same thing, although she didn't have anywhere near the kind of travail to endure that you, Sasha Gong, did in communist China. We mentioned earlier the Communist Party, the politically correct party here in the United States, is really at war with a lot of things, but perhaps most especially the family. They are just putting the pressure on to take the children away, to keep them in school longer, to teach them ideas contrary to what the parents might be teaching them. And you pointed out that shaping, this is pretty much a quote, shaping their children to meet the party's requirements in the harshest ways was the only way the mothers of China knew how to be good mothers. Ugh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's very terrible. And I know friends who estranged with their mothers and who, the mothers were taught to shape their children the way party wants. If you're not, your parents have the first and foremost responsibility to turn you in. So actually, my family turned me in.
That's just stunning. Yeah.
Yeah, that happened.
You'd actually be turned over to people that might kill you. But hey,
exactly, and they think you deserve to be killed. That's how they lead the family to think. If you raise a bad child, deserve to be killed. That's your responsibility.
It would be very easy to have a burning hatred against your parents. And at least what I sense in the book, while you're very critical of them, understandably, obviously they were only doing what they did as a defensive measure to try to stay alive themselves. What a horrible way to live.
Yeah. Well, the problem here is not only your parents have to live, it's the way, after people live under tyranny, people live under fear, what they do is that they justify themselves, because it will drive people crazy if you live there. I don't believe it, but I'm so afraid. So what? Every day you remind yourself what I do is wrong. I don't believe, but I'm afraid. That's not the way to, fear create the environment. What fear creates is people, I'm so afraid to begin with. Well, but we are doing it for a just cause. We are doing it. Why? I know, in the back of my mind, it might not be wrong, but all for a good, big purpose. So that's how dictatorship control people. And talking about this country, we are seeing the same thing. A lot of things I know, for example, if I, someone is lazy. That person is lazy. You know by instinct. And then it's let's think of, look at the race or gender, other factor first before I determine if this person's lazy. So that sort of a thinking, that guides human behavior is really destroy a society's common sense. And as we know, America is established on people's common sense. But the first thing, any dictatorship, if you are looking for a sign of dictatorship happening in any place, that is destroying people's common sense.
one of the things that that I was fascinated was you and some of your friends had a love of books. Made you suspect right there. And your dad was afraid of that, and he didn't like that at all. He was very critical.
But my dad was a professor. He loved books.
He was a professor. Yeah.
He loved books. How he had a large collection, and later the government took a lot of his books away. He was so afraid. He knew any good book would direct us away from the communist rule and would endanger us, the kids. So he always forbid me to read more books.
One of the books that you did read, which was extremely contraband, was from the Soviet Union, of all places, One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich. And I remember years ago having read the book myself. I could hardly tell you much about the book. It's been so long ago, but it at the time was rather iconic because it was by Solzhenitsyn, and it was written, I believe, from the Gulag, and it was somewhat autobiographical, I guess.
Yeah, he wrote that he published it in 1957. That was right after Khrushchev's denouncing of Stalin, and he published that became a symbol of the Soviet soul. And the funny thing is that in that time, the Communist Party, in order to criticize the Soviet revisionism, that's what they call them, and they translate some internal materials, internal circulating materials for criticism, and for high-ranking officials. During the Cultural Revolution, lots of those officials' homes were ransacked. So the ransacked books, internal circulated books, circulated among society, so that's how I got a copy of it.
Well, apparently it was on a part, with some of the other contraband books that you had. I was delighted that a Fulbright exchange professor had actually given you a copy of Democracy in America. Outside of the Bible, if there were one single book to give somebody situated the way you were, that was probably a very good pick.
Oh, and actually he spent 2 weeks lecturing. That was after Mao's death. That was after I went to the university. He spent 2 weeks lecturing about that book. We did not understand much of that book, but we started to, you know, students have started to realize actually American democracy is something very, very different and something very desirable.
I would think that would be a truly revolutionary book to see among other things, when de Tocqueville writes in his Democracy in America, I looked throughout the land, I looked in the schools and I looked in the businesses and I looked here and I looked there, and finally I found America's greatness in her churches. Well, that's not going to go down real well in communist China. I don't think it would go down very well right now in 21st century America.
Well, and Tocqueville also said the greatness of America, it's also in his small towns.
Mm-hmm.
It's free press in small towns, in ordinary Americans, small towns with 5,000 people, with small press, with self-governed government. And that's in the big government in Washington, not even at the state house. It's in the small towns.
Yeah.
And that impressed me, extremely impressed me, because the Communist Party always argue the bigger the government is better and every power should be concentrated in the center so they can plan better. And our life experience told us they did not plan better, and the people can always plan their own lives better than the government.
Frankly, the description you give of the Communist Party of the People's Republic of China sounds chillingly similar to the thinking of most Democrats in the United States and all too many Republicans who make this assumption that big government knows best. Talking with Sasha Gong, author of Born American, as another emigre put it, she got here as soon as she could, and now she is born American. We're going to be back. Don't go away, folks.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Sasha Gong. She is the author of Born American, A Chinese Woman's Dream of Liberty. Incredible that the dream was born behind the bamboo curtain in communist China, growing up when it was really dangerous just to try to exist in Red China, something which is now whitewashed in our schools. We don't hear about the horrors, the terror, the despicable rule of Mao Zedong. We just hear about the great progress that has been made in China, and look at the industrial giant that it has become. Well, that's not the most significant memory you have. I made a note, Sasha. One of your most significant memories is the image of a bloodied young man on his way to being executed. That is your personal reminder of the despicable evil of Maoism.
Yeah, I still have nightmares of it. And that's why, we talked about the education system before. I would say the first year, well, I came to the U.S. to study, and the first year my professor at Harvard in the class said, well, you know, Americans, he was talking about slavery. America is one of the most evil country in human history. I was thinking of, what are you talking about? I was so stunned at that moment. I understood he was talking about slavery, but did he understand there are other evil systems in the world and still existing, not 100 years ago? I was very, very stunned that time.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm assuming that you had quite a rude awakening, having read Democracy in America, Hayek's Road to Serfdom, which is one of the great treatises on...
Yes, I hand-copied that because we had... We hand-copied friends. We want to, you know, read all the books, but, you know, it's only circulated that if I have a copy for 2 days, so let everybody, you do 2 hours, you have hand-copy whole book and circulate among us ourselves. We did a lot of that.
I guess if I had to hand copy a book, I would have a lot of it committed to memory, and I suppose that's a pretty good way to...
We did that also as well.
Yeah, That's amazing that that was happening, really. And that there were groups of people throughout China that had, on their own, come together, as you and some friends did, went to jail for it, who wanted to talk about freedom, wanted to talk about ideas that were so different from the party line that you just accept whatever you're told, and if you don't, we'll kill you. It's just such a stark contrast in what you were reading by the in the dark of night, and even being afraid to read some of these scandalous books at home, having to read them at a friend's house, hoping that you wouldn't get caught there.
Well, it was some experience, but I think one thing dictatorship could not wipe out is human spirit. It's our natural pursuit of freedom. You know, when freedom's there, like a hungry person, when you see food, it doesn't matter if someone said it's poisonous, you just want to grab it. And in that time, to us, to our mind, those are delicious food. We just want to grab it, even we have to risk almost everything to grab.
Well, if I might say, you're willing to grab the food, especially because your experience over years has taught you that the people telling you that the food is poison lie all the time.
Right.
So why not have the food?
Well, I would say the food or whatever, we are humans, and I think, well, we are born with, we are endowed with our talent, we survival. What is good for us, what is better for us, let us to be the best judgment of our own destiny. And that's, I don't want anyone, a politician or someone, great leader, to tell me who I am, what should I do, whatever. I make the judgment and I take responsibility of it. That's essentially, that's the essence of freedom. And I'm afraid it's, a lot of that is slipping away from us. So, well, I just want to remind people what lack of freedom means and how important freedom is to us.
It's just my eyes happened to land on a note that a friend of yours had been arrested and sentenced to death for a few jokes, probably at the expense of the dear leader and what a mess China was becoming. And had it not been for a family friend, this young person would have been executed. And then right after that, you admitted to harboring similar thoughts that could lead to your execution. But by the ripe old age of 13, you'd learn to keep your mouth shut.
And not so well, apparently.
Not so well. You had lapses, didn't you? But happily, you made it out, and it must have been kind of jarring to get to Harvard and have the experience that you did with that professor denouncing the United States, looking at all the negative things that can be found about the United States, quite probably even unaware. This delusion has been perpetrated for enough generations now in our country that many of our politically correct, I don't think, have an idea at all of the America described by de Tocqueville in Democracy in America. And if they're looking for something that would inspire people, that would lead to true liberation politically, Democracy in America is a good place to start looking, not in Mao's little red book or Che Guevara's poster or some dictatorial leadership like that. And yet that's where many Americans are heading, like lemmings just running together off a cliff into the sea.
Yeah, well, I hope we teach democracy in America more, and I think that's the right way to romanticize a country.
Yeah, well, there are good things to hold up as ideals, and if we fall short now, then that should be the guide for what we should be doing, the corrections that we should be making. Memo to our dear leader, the fundamental transformation of America that's needed is a return to the ideas of democracy in America. Let's improve on those they had it so much better right than more right than we did. And it would seem that you have called the battle cry for this. This is the way America should be heading. And we should tell our politically correct nattering nabobs, we've heard enough from you. Thank you very much. Why don't you go shout in a closed room?
Oh, well, I think here's what I don't even want them to shout in their closed room. I just want us to shout. And let's see which one shouts. If someone said, well, we control you, we control. Someone said, we love freedom. And, you know, they could not suppress freedom-loving people unless they have their power, their guns, whatever, unless they have that. You know, when you let people run free, let people choose freely, people choose freedom.
Well, it's interesting that the Maoists in the United States, as did Mao Zedong, also are very interested in controlling our guns. It is a fetish with them. They understand. You can't govern the way they would like to, as dictators, if people can read things like democracy in America and have guns to shoot back. Oops, it just doesn't seem to work.
Well, that's actually a very, very funny joke. I saw that the other day online. Is that, well, the government said your ideas are more dangerous than weapons. So people say, okay, let's exchange. We give you our ideas, give us your weapons.
I love it. That's great. Both sides would win that way.
Exactly.
And you probably wouldn't need to use the guns if they actually took the ideas and adhered to them.
Yep. So, well, let freedom ring that way.
Let freedom ring. Well, it rings in the book that you have written, Born American, The Chinese Woman's Dream of Liberty. So glad you wrote it. So glad I had a chance to meet you here in Northern Virginia politics. I hope you'll run again for office. We need people like you representing us because you have a story to tell. Sasha Gong, thanks for being Born American.
Thank you. Thanks to America, American people. Thanks to America. I have a home to come to.
Amen.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.